T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
9-11 before 10, and Newell Norman, Friday, September 24th, day 26 of Ida recovery. Beautiful day, hopefully, for the people that have been hit so hard by this storm, like St. Charles Parish. The weather gave them a little bit of a respite and a little bit of positivity. Matthew Jewell joins us now, president of St. Charles Parish, to give us an update. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Tommy?
I'm okay. It's been a couple of days since we spoke to you. I just wanted to know how y'all doing and what happened. Anything changed? Any progress?
You know, I think we're in a good place. A lot of our recovery effort now focuses on, getting the internet back up and running for our customers. Yesterday there was a Cox outage that really affected just the few residents who were able to come back online the day before. Mm-hmm. And I know Cox is working on that, and then hopefully we'll be putting out a timeline. They've been telling me initially that, they want to get to like a 95% restoration rate by the weekend. That may be pushed back a little bit now because of this other fiber break. But other than that, debris pickup is ongoing. And, I put a post on Facebook the other day to kind of let residents know that this is going to be a long process. There's just no magic way to pick up nearly 2 million yards of debris quickly. You just can't put that many trucks on the road at one time, and you don't have enough we don't have enough capacity at our debris site to take all of it at one time. So it is going to be a process. We are starting to get our contractors in to start picking up the black bags, the garbage bags that folks have put debris and leaves in. Our trash pickup remains on a once a week schedule. But right now we're still focusing on additionally getting FEMA resources into the parish. And I want to talk really quickly about the FEMA resources we have. We have what we call an MRIC, which is a mobile resource intake center. Those are in various parts of the parish. We send out a text message every day. That's there for people to just go and sign up for FEMA if they haven't signed up. If people need to manipulate their application or add any additional information to their application and they want to do it in person, they need to go to the Disaster Recovery Center at the old Bingo Hall, which is now the River Parish's Community College, at 13145 Highway 90 in Bootsy. So it's really focusing on getting that debris up, letting people start the rebuilding process, getting the FEMA resources in. I additionally want to let residents know that we're going to have more information about water and water bills coming out today.
What about temporary housing? Do you have any idea on a number of people that need a place to live that's in close proximity to their house so they can work on it and go back to work, et cetera?
Yeah, well, look, all the temporary housing assistance goes straight through FEMA, and we're trying to get a number from FEMA to see how many people have requested temporary housing now that they've turned on the non-congregate sheltering component of their assistance. But what we know from our observations and from our damage assessment of the parish is that we have 500 homes that are completely destroyed. 200 of those homes are single-family residential houses, and the other are mobile homes. The other 300 are mobile homes. And additionally, we know that we have 7,000 of those homes that have major damage in St. Charles Parish, and then another 14,000 with minor damage. So we know at least 500 homes are completely unlivable, and I think a good portion of those 7,000 would probably be considered unlivable as well. So We think there is a big need. We've been in touch with the state about this, but we've been in touch, and we've also been in touch with FEMA on what is going to take, what is taking so long, and what we need to do to help move this situation faster. I know FEMA's throwing up all kind of obstacles. They want waivers for putting trailers in special flood zones. They want to make sure the trailer's at the BFE, which is the base flood elevation. And what we're saying is there's a need right now. Let's get these trailers in. Let's get people in into these RVs now that we're moving into the winter months when it's going to start getting colder, and we know we're not going to have as much rain. But that's just kind of the obstacles that we've been facing with some of the federal programs like FEMA and the Blue Roof program here in St. Charles Parish.
Why we have to keep doing this over and over and over again each time. I don't get it with FEMA, but God bless y'all, Matthew. I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, and God bless the people of St. Charles Parish.
Thanks, Tommy.
You bet. 9:54 coming back in a flash. We'll find out what Newell Norman has for us today here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.